100 years ago, the United States entered World War I. For the next few months, we'll explore Wisconsin's part in the Great War.
The poem In Flanders Field was first published on December 8, 1915. Written by Canadian Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, the poem quickly became a motivational mantra for recruiting troops and rallying the public behind the war effort.
Ellen Brooks is the oral historian at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum.
Many World War I veterans identified with the poem and remembered it throughout their lives. Veteran John Pavlik recited the poem from memory during an oral history interview around 1989.
And at this time, I'd like to recite Flanders Fields for you as it was written originally and America's answer to those who made the supreme sacrifice in Flanders Fields. The poem is very, very meaningful. It has it can be applied to all veterans of all wars in any part of the world that it is being fought by just substituting a word or two here and there. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarcely heard mid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break fate with us who die, we shall not sleep, though the poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Over the years, there were a variety of works published in response to the poem. Pavlik knew some of these, too. Here, he recites a mashup of two of those poems. One is by R.W. Lillard and the other by C.B. Galbraith.
America's answer to those who made the supreme sacrifice is as follows. Rest ye in peace, ye Flanders dead, the fight that ye so bravely led. We've taken up and we will keep true faith with you who lie asleep in Flanders fields. With each across to mark your bed and poppies blowing overhead, for once your lifeblood ran red. So let your rest be sweet and deep in Flanders fields. Fear not that you have died for naught. The torch you threw to us, we caught. Millions of hands are holding it high. And freedom's light shall never die, for we've learned a lesson that ye taught in Flanders fields. To fight it through, to crush the foe, or sleep with you in Flanders fields.
The poppies mentioned in these poems would later take on special significance, becoming the memorial flower that to this day commemorates military personnel who have died in war.
Ellen Brooks is the oral historian at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.